What's in a nickname? My name is Richard. As a child, my folks and friends called me Dickie. I found it a little annoying until, as a slightly heavy 8-year-old, I became Chubbs. Much later in life, I became Dick, which stuck until I met my third wife, Nancy, occasionally called Nanners by her friend, DJ. Nancy refused to date, much less marry, a Dick, so now I just go by Richard, which bears a certain resemblance to my given name. My brother was Punky, short for Pumpkin, a moniker he didn't shake until he joined the Navy at 17. I suspect there was a connection there. My sister Karen was called Sister. She was introduced to my brother and me as our new sister, so naturally. Susan became Susie, and Pam became, well, Pam. The folks were in their 40s by then, and it was just easier. Yes, there were 5 of us, plus the folks, and we all lived in a tiny house with 1 bathroom. But that's another story. Speaking of the folks, my mom, Phyllis Marie Burbank Bernadette Hunt Farnham, was known as Mickey, due to her folks having a summer cottage next door to Mickey Rooney's summer cottage. Except her best friend, Millie, called her Peg. Don't have a clue. My dad, Willard Boyce Farnham, was always Wink, due to him being short, and it being short for Wee Willie Winky. Ironically, I never saw him wink, even once. His best friend, our next-door neighbor, and my best friend's dad, was Pinky. He did have a bit of a pinkish hue on occasion. His wife, Josephine, was known as, no surprise here, Joe. My best friend was Everett Joseph Bombard, BJ for short. I don't know why BJ and not EJ, but BJ Bombard had a nice ring to it. My first girlfriend, sort of, we played house a few times, was Elizabeth Ann Densmore, better known as Betty Ann. This made her nickname initials, nicknitials, I suppose, B-A-D. My other best friend was Wayne Bither. Wayne had no nickname, but desperately needed one. He was too tall and too skinny, with way too big ears, and walked like Charles Chaplin, nicknamed Charlie. If he had been known as Rock or Kerry or Kirk, it might have helped. 2 friends in grade school shared my first name, Richard. One was Richard Gillespie, nicknamed Ricky, and the other was Richard Douse, nicknamed Dicky. Ignorance or cruelty, we'll never know. Dicky has since risen to near the top of the Boy Scouts of America organization, true, a group heavily supported, I believe, by the Disney organization, maybe not. I also knew Stub, short guy, Smelly, self-explanatory, Poochie, resembled his dog Poochie, and Spot, who didn't, but had freckles. There was also Joaquin Perez, who we called Joaquin. Yes, I know now. In high school, I knew Squeezy, you guessed it, Spaz, you could never ever loan him anything you valued, One Stone, an unfortunate wrestling accident, and his brother, Little Stone. There was Wiggler, could never sit still, Heifer, it was Vermont, a state with more cows than people, and Phlegmwad, use your imagination. Phlegmwad was good friends with Jimmy Lyons, a giant kid with huge muscles and a mean disposition. He was the class bully, correct that, the school bully, and had 2 prominent scars on his face. So, naturally, we called him James. Giant, huge muscles, mean disposition. Hello! 11-2-2010.